This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
What is up, party people? Producer John here, standing in for Danny, who is probably jumping through some TSA hoops at some airport somewhere. You know what? You guys have probably heard rumblings of some exciting things we've got going in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and involved in the Blue Butterfly Cafe, and we're going to do a deep dive on this one. We got some great special guests, so welcome to the potty.
Yay, John.
Nicely.
Very well done.
It was a little more high energy than your usual introductions, and you're actually a very, like, if you could see John's face, he always looks happy, like, but sometimes when I listen back, if you introduce, it does sound more very serious, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes.
It does sound it, but that was a little pep up, would you guys say?
That was very nice.
Yeah, hey, welcome, Renee and Corinne.
Thank you.
So, and we should say that very slowly rather than fast.
I can't pick on anyone's clothing today. Dan's not here, and they're impeccably dressed.
Yeah, Corinne.
They
are.
Thank you. It's that Texas lady thing.
I just realized you guys are in a similar dress.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you guys
very
are
similar.
Twin. Is it the same dress but different colors? It's beautiful.
Yes, actually it is. We didn't realize that at the time, but it's not shocking that happened.
That yeah, we just kind of, we do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. So background, mm-hmm. as John said, these are our ladies. These yeah. are the partners that we are partnering with in our first Blue Butterfly franchise. This is big guys.
Yeah.
And we brought them down because, well, they had to come down to learn a whole bunch of stuff and to watch all the baking and the million recipes that have to be learned and do all the behind the scenes. But we just wanted to, you guys to get to know them.
Yeah.
And, Serena, I'm taking over because I'm bossy, but
yeah, she always does. Whenever there's an interview, I'm just put in my place. I know it. She doesn't have to say anything. I know, Serene, just sit in the corner and be good girl.
You may add something here and there.
Yeah, I may add. I know that I'll get away with a little bit here and there, but she, you know, it's just her place as the big sister.
Yeah.
But we loved Renee and Corinne from the get go. It was like immediately.
Well, we're going to tell the whole story today, so don't jump to the end or don't jump to the middle. So, you guys, and I want to hear your THM stories as well as this business partnership we're all in, because I think that's almost as big a part of it, both of you. Mm-hmm. And your stories coincide. It was, I know I'm jumping again. I told Serene not to jump, but when we met you guys, because there was this whole, you know, I guess it wasn't really a competition, but it was kind of like we put all the people that wanted to franchise together and then weeded out some, and it was left to like the top 10, and then it went down to the top 5. And when we met you guys, it was like meeting two sisters.
Yeah.
We felt this thing of, oh, this is powerful. Mm-hmm. This is continuing in the spirit and in the natural what was started with Serena and I. We felt this. Wow. And so that, you know, that and many more reasons was why you were chosen for this first one. But if you guys want to introduce yourselves kind of, and please at the beginning, before we get into your THM stories, tell about your own individual stories and how they've combined, because like you've been friends since childhood,
yeah.
right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we have our teleprompter here.
You're Renee. And so say your name at first so people can get used to your voice.
Yes. Hi, I'm Renee Graves from Fort Worth, Texas.
And I'm Corinne Cavanaugh from Fort Worth as well.
Yeah. Awesome.
When did you meet each other?
We met when we were in sixth grade.
Yes.
A very long time ago.
Yes. That's fantastic. So long enough ago that you can remember kind of annoying each other, or has it always been a blissful friendship?
No, we didn't have the annoyance.
Okay, well, they're not quite like us.
Yeah,
then,
because I was thinking that.
We're not like biological sisters like the two of you. We've grown into the sister.
Yes, but you've been like, okay, so you both married policemen. You both went to the same schools. You both, when we met you, you were both working at the same company.
Yes.
You both have had...
Children are exactly the same age, 5 and 7.
You've lived these dual lives. And I was thinking to myself as I was having a shower, I was thinking about Serene and me, you know.
Thanks for telling us about that.
Yeah.
Well, that's on the toilet. What were you thinking?
That's when I had my best thoughts, right? And I was thinking about your and my relationship, how we really are in one another's face.
Yeah.
And then we'll go back and say, oh, it's a bit rough about you. You know, it's a bit rough, Serene. Sorry, but you know what I meant. And and we can get on each other's nerves. And so I was about to ask you guys, how has that relationship been? You're in business together. You must have different ideas and when you come up against one another? I mean, does it get bad at times?
No. Well, I think that I just kind of want to start us off with our personal story, like how just background on Corinne and Renee, and we will get to that.
Yeah, please order me around.
We wanted to start with the fights. To make us feel better.
Okay, get to that, but just tell us, do you have fights, or it's all sorted out, or it's just the love of the Lord?
Once upon a time.
She won't leave it alone. Yeah, she won't leave it alone.
Okay, we'll get there then.
We'll show you how we work through
that. Once upon a time they fought.
But Pearl, don't feel too good, because remember, you pulled me down the stairs by my hair. By my hair. I can't believe I even have roots left. All right, Ken, take it away.
Yeah, so like I said, we met when we were in sixth grade, and just formed this friendship really over a mission trip down to Mexico.
In sixth grade.
Spiritually found.
And we just clicked from there. Mm-hmm. And we went to two separate junior highs, but we went to youth together. And then we came together and went to the same high school. And that's where our friendship really strengthened is throughout our high school years. God has just had this beautiful interweaving of our lives in so many ways. Like you said, we have children that are the same ages. Yeah. Our husbands are in the same profession. We worked for the same company up until this wonderful venture presented itself. And so, he's just interwoven us in so many ways. Mm.
But through that, we've had some really hard times. Times when we've been apart due to selfishness, really.
Okay.
And, sorry, it's just
no. This is when the truth. We want the real and the raw and the truth.
Yeah, but through that, I feel like we've been forged through fire.
Okay.
Our friendship, that we have learned how to think the best of one another. We have learned to fight for each other, and we liken our relationship really to our relationship with our husbands. Mm-hmm. How do you have a successful marriage? Like, you fight for one another. You think the best of that person always, and you have communication, open and honest communication. And you learn, like, we have learned that we can both wear crowns that have sparkly jewels. Like, we can both shine in what our strengths are.
That's so fantastic, and I feel like so there was some rocky ground, and it brought you to the other side. And I think that's with Pearl and I too. We don't even know how to fight anymore, because it's because we've kind of been there and we've overcome that. Mm-hmm. And so that's so fantastic, knowing that you're in that spot too, where, you've seen each other's heart through the valley times, and know that even if it may look a certain way, we know that heart underneath is not not the way it may.
So obviously, you had times, like, even in our past, Serena and I will say we had times where we wouldn't speak to each other for days.
Those times.
We went longer than days, though.
Yeah,
there was a defining moment in our relationship about 15 years ago.
Mm. Yeah,
and we had to make the decision whether or not we were worth fighting for.
Wow. Yeah,
and our relationship was worth fighting for.
Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, and we just decided, this is a beautiful friendship that a lot of people never experience. Mm-hmm. They're not blessed with.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And, we chose, we're worth fighting for. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it was kind of like a marriage, like Renee says. I mean, that's truly the most relatable way to say it. You know, relationally, we chose to fight for one another and fight for what we had been given.
Yes. Because I imagine you all had your own individual points of why it was fine if you never spoke to that person again. Yeah. And it was, in my rights.
Self-righteousness.
But God was bigger than that. And that's what Serena and I had to figure out too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's beautiful. You've been through such a similar journey, and that's why we felt that connection. But tell us then about your THM journey. Who discovered THM first out of you both?
I did.
Yes.
Corinne here. So we used to go to the same church. Well, we still go to the same church. Yeah. It's a different church. Shocker. and there was a woman there. Hi, Lauren Olade. Shout out to Lauren.
She's a THM.
She's a diehard THMer. Okay. Yeah. And she just went through pregnancy after pregnancy after pregnancy of these stunningly beautiful children, and just was constantly radiant. I mean, life just oozed from her. And one day I went up to her and I asked her, Lauren, how are you going through life, putting the stress on your body with having all these babies? How do you do it? And she told me about THM. Mm. Wow. And I got.
And what year was that?
That was 2015.
Okay.
Wow.
And I was actually pregnant with my daughter. And I bought the big book. I delved in. I was about 4 months pregnant with my daughter. And, you know, I had weight to lose. Mm-hmm. And I started. And at the end of my pregnancy, I gained 1 pound throughout my whole pregnancy.
Wow. And you had a healthy baby.
Very healthy baby. Yeah. But I had weight to lose. Right. So I had lost about 25 pounds.
Wow. Through pregnancy. And your doctor and everything was fine with all the weight count?
She was fine because baby was growing as she should. Yeah. She was born perfectly healthy, a full head of hair, And and then it was just.
I didn't even know that. When you're pregnant.
Wow. No. Yeah. And so I always hear mamas asking, can you do this through pregnancy? Is it safe during pregnancy and nursing? And I feel like it's kind of the best time to start because your body is just going through all these changes and it's naturally burning. Mm. And so it was very easy for me to start during that time period. Wow. And then just to back up, I come from a very sordid view of food. Growing up, I didn't have the healthiest lifestyle with food, and that turned later on into food abuse. Mm. And so, I have walked through that struggle, the cycle of food addiction.
Yes.
And the Lord freed me from that back last year.
Really?
And so, that was just a huge deal. Our God's a chain breaker.
Yes.
And, amen. But we have to allow Him to break those chains.
So even during times of THM, even though you're still getting healthful, and I've heard this from others too, you still had addictions and things like that you were walking out of.
Yes.
And it's not overnight, is it?
No. I mean, I was a THMer for five and a half years before those chains broke.
And I love that. I love people to be encouraged that way, that even if they still have certain struggles in their lifestyle with health and eating and anything really, to not think that I'm crazy because I'm still holding on to these issues. Because, it's a beautiful process to life. And I love how the Bible also says, the path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter.
Yes. Brighter. Absolutely.
And so that means we're always getting a little bit more closer to where we need to be. It doesn't have to. Some people, it is an overnight thing, but it doesn't have to be that way.
But it's not an overnight thing in everything.
No.
Sometimes it's an overnight thing for things change. Yes, God is a chain breaker. And sometimes they fall off overnight, when you first experience something. But there's other things that we don't even know that they're there, or we're aware of that they take years. And then we suddenly get downloads and we get light and we get free from bondage. This has happened in my life too. Mm-hmm. Every year I find, like you say, I can walk in more freedom.
Yeah. You have to choose not to pick those chains back up.
Yes.
That was me.
Oh, yeah.
Daily.
Yeah.
I would be free and then I would pick them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, walk around with them saying, these are comfy. I know these chains, And you have to choose to let them go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're listening to the podcast with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, so can I ask you about this thing? Because I know so many women right now are listening and feel the same way, right? So you said God helped you release it last year. Okay, but are you still tempted with abusive eating, with binge eating?
Yeah.
But in your mind's eye, in your the way you view yourself now is different. What is the difference then?
It's just not worth it. I think part of it has been feeling the effects physically. Okay. So it's not just the emotional and mental battle. Mm-hmm. It's feeling the physical effects of when I choose to do that and not honor my body. My body feels it.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's not only been an emotional and mental change, it's been a physical change because it's almost immediate consequence.
You have those memories. And you're like, well, I remember feeling this crappy and I don't want to feel that crappy again.
And it doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. And one thing that Renee has said for years is that when stress comes along and we feel like we can't control the things of the world, the one thing we can control is what we put in our body. Yeah. And so I have to give, kudos to Renee because, she's a partner. She's a helpmate, and she's my encourager.
But you're walking your own journey, but you then took THM to Renee. Is that what happened?
Yes. So I introduced it to Renee, mm-hmm. and I'll let her share her side
of the story. So tell us about where you were at that point.
Yeah. So shortly before that, but several years before that, we did Weight Watchers together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we come from restrictive diets where you're looking at things, you're counting things. Mm-hmm. It is very restrictive. And that led me on a path for pursuing health, Weight Watchers did. So I have to really benefit that piece of it because I really appreciate that that pushed me into learning about health and appreciating it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's gems in every way of eating that you can pick up, the treasures of everyone.
Yes. And so I'm very analytical and I really loved the counting part. Oh. And so I've had to learn how to turn off that piece of my brain and truly experience freedom and freestyling, and that's okay. And I love it so much. Like, I couldn't even imagine counting grams of carbs or protein. Like, I just eat to satisfy my body and give it what it
needs. Isn't that interesting that we can have gifts? Like, it's a talent. Like, it's a gift that you are analytical and that will be a strength in different areas of your life. But isn't it funny how we have to learn to let them go in certain areas and then really embrace them in others?
Yeah.
Yes, absolute balance. Right,
right.
But when you're
so analytical when it comes to food was not necessarily.
When she first came to you with THM, mm-hmm. because you're very, very trim. Were you that way from Weight Watchers? Were you trying to maintain what you'd lost? Or obviously you had weight to lose at some point of your life.
Yes. I was that way from Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers led me into vegetarianism, which led me into veganism.
Oh, so you were a vegan. These things we did not know.
Yeah. So I was that way right until I got pregnant with my first daughter. And then I wanted all the meat. My body told me, meat's what you need, girl. Okay. And so
thing you listened to it.
Yeah, I did. So I had started kind of back on just supporting my body. I gained over 50 pounds with each pregnancy.
Yeah.
And I was able to go back to what I had learned.
Sometimes that's very natural, though.
For some people,
it is.
Yeah, and I'm 5'7", so I'm tall. I'm not tall by hilltop standards, but I'm tall by Fort Worth standards. And so, you know, 50 pounds, it's just different on everybody, right? Yeah. And that's totally okay. My OBGYN was never worried about it, so it was fine. And so I had lost it very quickly after the first pregnancy, going back in and putting those things that I had learned from that lifestyle.
Okay.
And then after the second pregnancy, not as quickly, but Corinne came to me. I don't think I was yet pregnant, though, whenever you introduced me with Trim Healthy Mama.
No, you weren't.
Soon after that,
were you
I got
this,
pregnant.
Well, you look like you do now. Were you this weight when she came to you?
No.
Yes, because that was after my first pregnancy. Oh, yeah. Yes.
So your whole lifestyle then, since THM, this is very interesting, people,
because
I didn't know this. You had weight to lose, Corinne, but your life of Trim Healthy Mama then has been a way of just health, optimizing health and maintaining. Is that right?
And learning food freedom.
Okay.
So even though I was trim, that doesn't mean that I was experiencing food freedom.
Okay. Right.
I was not experiencing food freedom.
Or food satisfaction.
Mm. Exactly.
We've been looking right now into a lot of diet lifestyles, Pearl and I, just, you know, assessing everything out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they may look perfection, but they're absolutely miserable.
Yes.
Miserable in chains, in bondage, and just... I mean, want out.
Because how could you be happy eating low-fat everything?
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's not a happy place.
Yeah, so tell us.
It's not sustainable.
Well, so that, I mean, that's what it was. So I would look trim from the outside, but I wasn't experiencing true food freedom because I was still putting into practice the things that I had learned from restrictive diets of what I thought was healthy.
And the first pregnancy, it worked better, but you said even in the second pregnancy, see what happens with the restrictive diets is your metabolism starts to, you know, adapt.
Yes.
And then things don't happen as fast and everything slows down a little bit. So you did experience that as well.
Yeah, I did. And then really after the second pregnancy is when I kind of went full force, 100% into Trim Healthy Mama.
Okay.
So I kind of dabbled in it a little bit with being pregnant with my second child. But after delivering, that's when I went full force into it.
And so what things did you, what happened to your mindset, to your health? I mean, what was the journey been then really for you?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It really has been. And it's hard to explain really. I hope everyone can understand me.
No, but
we cry? I'm always crying my head off.
just trying to talk through it, guys. But you can't even really adequately put into words once you get to the point that you're experiencing true food freedom versus how you were prior to that. Because I can look at food and I know what fuels my body and I can choose that and not really think about it. And it's just a completely different mindset than the diet chains. Like I'm not taking part of a diet. I'm taking part of a lifestyle, and a lifestyle takes time. It takes the daily grind. Right. It takes just putting one foot in front of the other until it becomes second nature. Right. And that's what it truly is, like, to get to that point where I'm a trim healthy mama. I know this. I got this. Do I make poor choices? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And a lot of people, when they get, you know, first see trim healthy mama, if they're coming from They are coming from a diet because everything we, if anyone eats anything, they're on a diet, right? Right. Mm-hmm. But some people coming from a diet where they've never really thought about food before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they come to Trim Healthy Mama, they think, oh, rules. Oh, like I have to like learn what a carb is and what a fat is and sometimes separate. It seems a little bit freaky. Mm-hmm. Like this is a lot of chains here. But coming from a person who really knows what chains are, to you, it was freedom.
Yes.
Right? Well, which is interesting for people to realize too. Yeah.
That, and really the Trim Healthy Mama is teaching you about fuels.
Right.
Which the other ones aren't teaching you. So they're really giving the knowledge of the science of your body, mm-hmm. not just what you have to do to fit a certain persona of what the world sees as beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we love to describe it to people, that Trim Healthy Mama just goes right back to the Bible, mm-hmm. where God blessed all the food groups mm-hmm. and said that they were good. Mm-hmm. So how do we live and experience life, vitality, with incorporating all of these in our season?
He blessed all the food groups and he called them good. And he also called all of our body types good.
Yes.
You know, because everybody has a different healthy set weight.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
And I think it's a beautiful thing. Like you said, you know, you were part of a diet where you had to count certain calories to keep into one set weight, but mm-hmm. you can't have one that fits all really.
Right.
You know, so it's beautiful.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So you guys were, Trim Healthy Mamas. Did you ever have inklings that you wanted to do? You were when we met you, you were working at a very good firm. You were a professional woman, you know, and did you have any dreams of ever doing your own business together, or were you just very happy to continue in the big firm that you worked in?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
We most definitely had a dream in our hearts.
Yes.
And I'm glad you asked that question, because that's one of the things we specifically wanted to speak to. So when we were in high school, we actually had a dream of owning a spa together. And Renee was going to be the cosmetologist and I was going to be the esthetician, and we would open this magnificent spa and run it together. And that didn't happen. And so we just, it's been just kind of a wait and see, wait and see, mm-hmm. wait and see. And, you know, that's the Lord teaches us that patience.
Yes.
If we can just sit and wait. And opportunities presented themselves. They didn't feel like the right fit. But we absolutely had a dream in our heart to one day have a business together. And so when you guys posted in the main group, you know, that, hey, whoever's interested in this opportunity, send your email to Cal.
Yeah.
Renee tagged me in the post only to say, hey, we should go eat there when they're open.
Oh, that's so funny.
Renee had put herself in a position with our previous company. She was in a very good position, mm-hmm. and she pretty much made herself indispensable, really.
Yeah.
Sweet. And it's true. She's just amazing. She's amazing. And so that wasn't even on her radar.
Yeah.
But I had what I can only explain as a Holy Spirit response.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw that one morning when we were both going to be in the office. We went to the office one day a week together, and just to get stuff knocked out. The rest of the time, you know, we were blessed to be able to work from home.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it was such a blessing. Like our previous company working for Higginbotham, they were such a blessing.
Mm. They blessed you both in this when you left too.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's been a beautiful parting of ways even.
Yes.
It's been incredible.
Yeah. And so it wasn't even on her radar. So I went in and we talked about it. And she's like, no, I'm not interested in being a cook. I don't have time for that. and so I had this Holy Spirit response where I was literally in the bathroom, like crying, shaking.
Really?
Whoa. And I look back on it and I'm like, man, that is, I remember saying that was the weirdest response ever.
Yeah.
And now I look back and I'm saying, holy, like that was God telling me, do it, you know, do it. Like that was the push I needed to actually be like, okay, maybe so. And so we talked about it and we prayed about it and we both decided, yeah, let's try. Mm. And so it's this whole process has been, and you probably don't even know some of these details that I'm about
that.
To share.
I didn't know. Yeah. I'm learning so much here because there's funny so stuff fun. That you might not know. So
yeah.
Well, you do know this. We already had, I believe, our top five. We'd gone through all the emails and all the responses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because things had to be right. Mm. And so, but your email to Cal had never gone through.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
So we emailed him twice, actually, and he never got any of the emails.
They went to his junk folder for some reason.
They did.
Right?
They went to his spam folder. We went on vacation. Our family's vacationed in Colorado that year.
I wonder
year.
If he thought he was rude or something or what.
Well, no, we just didn't know. We just didn't know. We were like, well, maybe the project has been put on hold or whatever. Because this is months later, right?
Yeah, we had our top five.
Yeah. Okay. well, no, not quite.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we were and probably maybe still top.
So then Cal had come down. He was on his way back to Tennessee from DFW meeting with all of the other candidates. Yeah. And he was like, well, I just met with everybody. And I was like, can we like set up a phone call? You know, I feel like we missed the boat. Right. Mm. And so we set up a phone call. We talked to Cal for like an hour. It went really well. And then after we got off the phone, Renee was like, why don't we just fly out to Tennessee? And I was like, that's brilliant, because we'd been wanting to come to the cafe. We always said, hey, we want to come see the cafe. We want to experience it. We're Trim Healthy Mamas, you know, like we want that. So it just made sense. And so, you know, it was during COVID. Airline tickets were super cheap.
Right.
So we're like, let's do it. And
so you guys flew down here to meet with her, because we didn't meet you.
We met with Cal.
Well, we felt like we had missed our opportunity for an in-person interview with him. And so we said, well, if we're serious about this, then this is what we need to do. So
we've known them flowing down. We would have come.
I think we would have come, but no one told us. But I got this call. This is what my end. I got this call from Cal, World Pearl, and I talked over Serena. I had my couple of top favorites. We knew a couple of people that were in the running, and we thought they were fantastic, and they still are.
Yeah.
And you probably have met them by now, and they live in the area, and you know, who knows what may happen in the future. Mm. But I was pretty set, you know. And he's like, we just met these two ladies. They flew down, Pearl. You're kind of going to be blown away. And I was like, well, I'm just not sure, Cal. I just, you know, I've kind of made my decision, but I'm open to hearing, I guess. Mm-hmm. But then he's like, no, Pearl, keep your mind open.
Oh, wow. Well, Cal even told us when we had come down, he said, I mean, this has been incredible, but you probably won't get the first.
Yep.
Maybe the second or third, but probably not the first.
Okay.
And we walked away from our time in Tennessee with him saying, okay, second or third. I mean, we're still going to keep saying yes to this until Jesus says no.
Yeah.
But we walked away thinking that we probably wouldn't get the first.
Well, and that was the thing. Like, this whole process, like I said earlier, has just been us saying yes. And we have said, we're just going to say yes until God gives us a no.
Wow.
And he's never given us a no. And in fact, he's flung the doors open.
Yes.
And
so flung. As soon as we saw your faces.
Serene. We're saving that for part two. We're going to go through the whole story.
Have you spoken?
I know.
And I'll sit here silent.
I know, but we're going to tell the whole story of when we met them in part
two.
Can
you spank her, somebody?
Because that will be, you know, so that we'll tell it and explain it. And we'll explain how we walked in and all that. Hey, but in May, this cafe's opening, so you know we're recording this about a month beforehand, and so do we have a kind of a date or not really?
It's still up in the air. It depends on construction.
Yes.
And oh my goodness, we're having to talk about in that part too, just how big it's become.
Oh, man.
We thought it would be let's just do a simple cafe, you know. We need to save that for part two. It's going to be exciting.
How many minutes are we in?
We're right at almost 30 minutes. So if we stop here, then we can do the whole part
two. You're being a good girl.
I know. Leslie told me. She said 30 minute potty. We got to get to. So we're going to pick it up with the whole new story and the whole of what it's about to become. And those of you who are thinking, well, I'll never get to Fort Worth, you know, and I'm happy for those
Well,
there.
Listen. Fort Worth is a great place to stop by. People have been coming to our cafe next to Smokes, Vape, and Cigs.
I know, here in Tennessee.
You know, there's nothing else to look at.
All we're saying is this is the first. So that's why we wanted to bring you all in on this, because this is the first. And the
one here was just the family backyard one, you know, learning our ropes. But this one here in Fort Worth,
it's the
surreal
first.
Deal, people.
The vision is to have these all over the country and all over the world. And these ladies just, you know, We're just so blessed to partner with them on this first endeavor. But boy, this is going to be big. And it's sometimes in my head, I think, oh my goodness, this is too big. But God is big.
Say yes.
And so until he says no.
Yes, that's right. Just keep saying yes for now. So we'll pick it back up soon. And then I'll be